Okay. Now that we've completely gone off kilter on terms of our agenda, I'm going to try and get back on here. We'll start out with number 12, action item 12, discussion and possible action on Lake Granbury boating capacity study. Kent Rendon. Kent,
please. Yes, sir. Mr. Chairman, board members, if you recall, some of you anyway, back in the summer of 2005, we contracted and accomplished a boating capacity study, the first ever that we've done at Lake Possum Kingdom and at Lake Granbury. That was completed through the course of that year, and it was ratified by the board for both lakes in May of 2006. That also, the results of that, because of some of the red areas, if I may say that, some of the restricted areas around, especially the lake, but specific to city-type jurisdictional areas in that, was a real concern voiced by the city. In other words, a red area, for those of you that are fairly new to the board anyway, was an area that would not allow further on-water facility construction for boat docks, basically, in those areas. And so the city was very concerned with that. They felt like that our study was somewhat flawed, at least that's what's been voiced to me by the mayor and the city manager, flawed from the standpoint that they believe that much of the traffic on the lake was there due to outside visitors because of other lower lake levels at some of the other lakes in the Metroplex and that normally the people that were on the lake would not normally be there in their view. The statistical analysis that we have from our boating capacity study when we went back to look at that as well does not support that really with the responses that we got. You'll look at that and it will show that much of the responses that we had to a very large percentage of the surveys and the ramp surveys and the mail-out surveys that we did to even dock owners and that showed that the majority of the people that were using the lake that had responded to those were local people. They'd been using it for 9 years or more. And so that issue as far as our study being flawed, you know, we, the at least the staff at the authority, don't believe that it was. However, we've talked with the city. They asked me a while back if we might consider doing another boating capacity study this summer, 09. Our plans all along, probably, as we briefed the board when we started the one in 05, that we'd probably do one every 5 years, 5 or 6 years. So our internal planning had been to take that forward and do another boating capacity study with the benchmark we had next summer, 2010, at both lakes. And that's kind of our going-in position, what we wanted to do. When the city asked if we'd be willing to do one this year, I had established in the 09 budget about $50,000 to cover a 50-50 share, although our estimates now probably, it may very well be between $150,000 and $200,000 to do a study yet if we can get one done this summer on the lake. The city has budgeted about $50,000 themselves as well. And that they're willing, as I've said here as well, to move forward in the 2010 budget that you'll be approving this summer for the additional amount that would cover that study as it moves out into FY 2010 as well, if you approve a boating capacity study. And to me, the reason we'd be doing this, if we do it, is really just for the partnership with the city. From that standpoint, as I say, I think our study stands on its own merits. I think it's good for another year until we were to do one next year, but we're certainly willing to move forward and try to do that with the city of Granbury if the board wants us to do that. And I'm open for any questions.
I think we've had a somewhat rocky relationship with the city. We've tried to make inroads there. Kent and his guys and the city have come a long way towards the middle and towards meeting each other. So from my perspective, when I saw this, I think it's worth the investment of the 1 year early to make it happen.
You're here.
Kent,
what
you're suggesting here is in 2009 we would perform it in 50-50 cost basis. But in 2010, if we did it, that would probably be our own cost.
No, they'll split it as well. We're figuring, see, the study itself on the lake generally goes from about Memorial Day to Labor Day. But then they take those results, and it'll be probably the next 5 or 6 months is what we did last time, almost 7 months, of kind of crunching that all down and working some of the specifics out of it with the stakeholders. So there'll be bills coming in 2010 as well. So we're figuring the 50 we've got and the 50 with the city will cover us initially to get this going, and then we'll budget depending on what the final amount was in the 2010 budget for that additional amount, and it will be strictly on a 50-50 basis. The city does have, I believe, city manager told me that they've got roughly about $50,000 that's in their budget right now this year, and that they'll come in and budget the other half, whatever it might be, to split it with us in 2010, FY 2010.
Will we choose the BRA will choose the contractor?
Well, if we're splitting it, they'll probably work with us. I've set it up to where we would use our RFP process. They would help us build the scope and everything. We'd work with them to do that. And then they'd certainly sit in and look with us as far as who we picked out of there based on the RFP.
How about criteria, Kent? Last time, you know, there was concern, I guess, TVA or a contractor in that area conducted the study, and there was some question about the criteria.
Well, it was Park Cities, Inc. that did it. The gentleman that did that has been doing boating capacity studies for 20-plus years, and we never doubted his credentials necessarily at all on it.
I'm not talking about credentials. I'm talking about criteria.
Oh, well, I think it's pretty critical that we use much of the same criteria that we used on the last one so that we get pretty much the same type comparison with the benchmark that was used last time. There may be some additional things that we want to add into the scope or that the city does we take a look at in that. But we want to use basically
the same.
If
they're going to be on the water looking on Memorial Day, or is that possible for us to get to that point?
With an RFP?
Yes.
Well, we've got pretty much a benchmark of an RFP that we used before, so I think we're working right now to tighten that up. We'll work with the city, and hopefully we can get responses back in the, you know, if we get that out advertised in the, let's say, the mid to late February with responses back in March, end of March, hopefully we can get somebody hired to move forward in the latter part of May, early June. It's going to be tight. We'll just have to fast track it as best we can. If it doesn't work, then we're not going to be able to do it. But we'll move forward to try to do that.
And the economy is going to bring up a different set of numbers too.
That's
whereas
scary.
Before, yep. You know, three boats never grudge, and now then it's down to one. So.
It was a longer process last time, just working through it that we did. But hopefully we learned, and we'll do it a little bit smarter and quicker this time.
Since they question our study before, and now they're willing to partner with us, we're probably going to have to put something in there that's going to satisfy either their criteria or something that's going to allow them to agree with the results of the study, because it's why should we do a study with them if we're going to have a lot of questions?
Well, the mayor has said to me a couple times, you know, we want to have some stakeholder interest on this, and I responded, sir, you had that last time. They had two reps generally at all the stakeholder meetings that we had, but I don't think that they probably looked at it in quite the same light that they're looking at it this time, and I don't disagree with you, ma'am. They probably very much want to somewhat help drive how this goes, and I think that'll be just up to us to hold pretty fast on the scope of what we've got and what we want done there. Yeah.
Well, my problem is that I would love to see them give good input, stakeholder input, and work with us to make sure that we do the things right. But I also want them to understand that we do all these things and jump through extra hoops, that now we're going to have a study that we can work with and have some action items that are going to come from this study. Other than that, I don't know why we should do that. Don't jump through hoops. Do what we did before.
The partnering will relieve a lot of that, Carolyn. I think working together as opposed to unilaterally as we did last time will help resolve some of this, and they're involved in the process.
Yeah.
And in the selection of the, you know, the...
I think we did some partnering last time, but I don't know what other partnering we need to do, but that's the kind of thing that we need to work out, and I know we have to move on a fast track, but we need to be pretty clear that that's what we're going to do to make this a worthwhile activity.
Yeah, that the results are accepted. That's what you've
been. Well, the reason they want the test is so that they can prove that they should be allowed to build more docks on the lake, isn't it?
Well, I think that's what they're hoping for, sure, that another result will show and open some of the areas right now that are restricted to potential on-water facilities.
Yeah, we restricted
them.
Some of the areas
right.
with the boat study.
Absolutely. Yes, we did.
They want to get those restrictions removed.
At least in some areas, probably. I think that's the whole gist. I'm sure, and this has not been said to me by the city, anyone at the city, but I'm sure with the economy the way that it is now that there's probably a feeling that, you know, there may very well be a lot less usage on the lake this summer. You know, there may not be as many people out spending the money boating in that.
Well, you know? Lake levels might have something to do that, too.
Which would result in us raising the...
Excuse me, my general manager told me that he just told you that. I thought I was listening to you, too.
The resolution is talking about $200,000. That's the total cost?
That's what we're figuring would be a max end of it of about $200,000. It may very well be less than that.
The study itself?
Yes.
What did it cost last time?
Last time we did both lakes for about $90,000. And 5 years, 4 years ago almost. We're just figuring, you know.
I think with the economy and the shape it's in, you can get it done.
We may very well. We may very well, yeah. I'm not going to put this figure. Now, this figure is out, of course, publicly now, but certainly we wanted it not to exceed at least on there in that area.
And when you say 50-50, their 50,000 you have mentioned, are they going to then also participate if there's an increase?
Yes, ma'am.
So it will be a true 50-50?
Yes.
Just curious.
Yep. And I've told the city manager that, you know, we're probably looking possibly between 150 and 200,000, which would be split between the two of us. And he said, that's fine, we'll do it.
Have they taken action on it at this point? Is the city council said they're going to do it?
The city manager told me that they have $50,000 in the budget right now for that this year. They have not taken an action yet for next year's budget for the additional amount, whatever that might be. We may be able to get it done for $100,000, and we don't need any more money for either one of us.
Now,
yes, sir.
Knowing that they said we had bigger use last time because of low lake levels other places, and we're in this drought situation where we're having low lake levels, is this the time to do it?
If you're asking me, I'd rather wait till next year, be quite honest. But I'm standing here to try to at least work with the city and be willing to do that. You know, I think our study, as I said, stood on its own merits last time around, and you know we'd been planning on probably doing one next summer again at both lakes. But it may or may not be the right time to do
it
now.
With it, tell us to do it in 10.
In other words, this doesn't hold us to this year if their city council and
I just
you agree
think
that you want
to
go ahead and hold it over till next year to do the study.
Well, certainly, if Granberry said, hey, let's don't do it this year, then I would acquiesce and say, absolutely, let's wait till next year. But everything that I've received, at least, and Scott, you can speak if I'm misstating anything, I think the city is still wanting to move forward yet with one this summer. Yeah. Matt, did you want to say something? Okay.
Let me say. If we don't step forward and cooperatively do this and attempt to control and to caveat, if we come in and we say the reason that our numbers are different are because of such and such, then you make your, whenever we come back, then you make your decision based upon that information. The lake levels are not dramatically different than they were when we did our study. Contrary to what I believe, it's not a constant level lake, but it's at the lowest depth that it's been in years, and it's 2 feet low. And so that's causing some issues. If we choose to not do this, we can expect legislation that says we're going to do that. Now then, it's not a threat, but if we can do it this way and elevate it by a year, well then, my view was, let's do it figure out what the answer is to work properly.
Kent, it says up there you have only a verbal commitment from the city. You're going to formalize that in some sort of contractual basis prior to...
I can do that, sir. I think we can do that with them. Okay, I'm more concerned about getting this RFP on the street and getting it moving forward if we're going to do it.
I understand. Are there any further questions? And do you have a resolution?
Yes, sir. Next slide, Jennifer. Be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby authorizes the General Manager, CEO, to partner with the City of Granbury in conducting a boating capacity study for Lake Granbury in 2009. And be it further resolved that the Brazos River Authority will share the cost of such a boating capacity study with the City of Granbury on a 50-50 cost share basis, provided the City of Granbury obtains the same such approval from its City Council. And be it further resolved that the Board of Directors and the Brazos River Authority hereby authorizes the General Manager, CEO, to develop a request for proposal, RFP, to obtain the professional services required to conduct a boating capacity study for Lake Granbury for an amount not to exceed $200,000.
Heard a reading of the resolution. Is there a motion? Motion by Breeden, second by Christian. Please poll the board.
Presiding Officer DeCluid?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Yes.
Director Adams?
Yes.
Director Bellon?
Yes.
Director Ball?
Yes.
Director Bell?
Yes.
Director Bennett?
Yes.
Director Breeden?
Aye.
Director Carraba?
Yes.
And Director Christian?
Yes.
Kilgore?
Yes.
Director Moore?
Yes.
Director Porter?
Yes.
Director Sloan?
Yes.
Director Smith?
Yes.
Director Steinmetz?
Yes.
Director Ward?
Yes.
Director Zaccanino?
Yes.
Thank you.